You're listening to SBS News.
A released guest of the same Melbourne quarantine hotel where two infected staff members worked has tested positive for COVID-19. The person was staying at the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport and returned a positive test after completing her 14-day quarantine. The woman tested negative several times during that time and before leaving the hotel on Sunday. Authorities say she has not left her home since leaving hotel quarantine other than to obtain a test. Chief Medical Officer Brett Sutton says authorities believe the infections are linked to one floor of the hotel.
At the moment, it is absolutely focused on that floor, and all of the individuals who've been on that floor, staff or residents, are going to be in quarantine and go through the testing process. If there's any indication that the risk extends beyond that floor, then it's an option for us to close the hotel if need be.
All return travellers who left the hotel in that day are considered primary close contacts and will have to spend another 14 days in isolation. In consultation with experts, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced a number of changes in the hotel quarantine program to help reduce the risk of variants spreading.
So what I'd say is that as the virus changes, then our public health response has to change. And just to give you a flavour of this, so we've had engineering reviews of all the air conditioning systems in all the hotels that we use. We've ripped out the air conditioning in a number of these places and put new systems in. We've changed the way air flows. We rip up the carpet in all the common areas. No one else does this. We rip up all the carpet in the common areas, so hallways for instance, and lino is put down so we can clean shared spaces where there could be a transmission to industrial standards.
New South Wales has recorded 23 consecutive days without a locally acquired COVID-19 case, but authorities are still trying to work out how a traveller returned from South America contracted the virus. The traveller received a positive test result on Sunday after being tested 2 days after his release from hotel quarantine in Sydney. He had returned two negative tests during their 14-day quarantine period at the Sofitel Wentworth Hotel. Although today is the 23rd day in a row without community transmission, Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says testing rates remain too low.
There were 7,315 tests reported to 8 o'clock last night, compared to the previous day's total of 11,399. We urge people who have any cold-like symptoms, such as a fever, cold, sore throat or runny nose, to please get tested immediately and isolate until you receive a negative result.
The Chief Medical Officer has sought to quell concerns that the vaccine Australia will be using for most people is less effective against new variants of coronavirus. Australia has so far had in its hotel quarantine system a number of cases of the so-called UK and South African variants of COVID-19, which are showing some evidence of being more easily transmitted than earlier forms of the virus. South Africa suspended its rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine after some data showed it gave minimal protection against mild to moderate illness caused by the country's new variant of the virus. Professor Paul Kelly says he's concerned about the reports.
But at the moment, there is no evidence anywhere in the world that AstraZeneca's effectiveness against severe infection is affected by any of these variants of concern. And that's the fact. What we have at the moment is a small group of people in a study which has not yet been peer-reviewed or published in South Africa where there was an effect on the mild or moderate disease in relation to that variant of concern in that country. But there were no severe infections in any of the people that received the vaccine in regards to any of those types of the virus. So we don't have any information on that.
The European Union's ambassador to Australia, Michael Pulk, has promised the export of coronavirus vaccines bound for Australia won't be delayed by EU restrictions. In late January, the EU introduced new rules on exports of COVID-19 vaccines in response to concerns over supply shortages. The export control scheme means pharmaceutical companies now have to disclose plans to send doses to non-EU countries and have those plans authorised. The measure could be used to block shipments of vaccines to non-EU countries. Australia is relying on 20 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, which are being produced within Europe. Speaking to the ABC, Dr. Pulk says the order would not be blocked, saying the restrictions introduced have been put in place to increase transparency.
Let me say very clearly from the outset, it is not an export ban. It is not an export ban, and it has not targeted Australia or other partner countries and specifically. And I'm very pleased to announce here that these shipments to Australia will arrive on time. My colleagues in Brussels have assured the Australian side that they will work with them on a smooth authorization process.
And South Australia has left all its current coronavirus restrictions in place, with travellers from Melbourne, Sydney and Perth still required to undergo COVID-19 testing. The only major border measures that remain in place are a requirement for people to get 3 coronavirus tests if they come from Greater Melbourne in Victoria, Greater Sydney, Wollongong, the Central Coast in New South Wales and Perth, Peel and the Southwest in Western Australia. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.